Jurors began deliberations this afternoon on the fate of Paul Shanley. He's the defrocked priest who's central to the clergy's sexual abuse scandal in the Boston Archdiocese. Shanley is accused of rape and assault on a young boy in church in the 1980s. The defense rested today after calling one witness. NPR's Tovia Smith has been in the courtroom and joins us from Cambridge, Massachusetts, where jurors have gone home for the day. And Tovia, let's talk about the one witness that the defense called. Who was it?
It was Elizabeth Loftus. She is an expert in memory, and it is a signal of how central this idea of memory is to this case. She testified that the science is sketchy at best on recovered memories. She talked about experiments where she successfully planted false memories in subjects, where she made people believe that, for example, they were lost in the mall as a child or nearly drowned as a kid. And she talked about how people could succumb to suggestion. But she also allowed that it is possible for people to forget an experience, especially a traumatic one, and then remember it. That is also what a prosecution expert testified early on. So in effect, I think all this expert testimony on memory was a bit of a wash, and this case really still comes down to the credibility of the witnesses. It's all about who the jury believes, the accuser or the accused priest. And interestingly, I talked to one woman who was really of two minds on this. On the one hand, she says she's an alleged victim herself, and she says she was raped by a different priest. And she says, I believe in recovered memories because I had them myself. But she's also a close family friend of Paul Shanley. And she actually went to him for counseling and comfort after her alleged rape.
Mm-hmm.
And she says he was so helpful and compassionate and comforting, and she just can't fathom that he is guilty of raping this little boy, then little boy. And I think her case may be unique, but I think it also kind of illustrates how it just comes down to who you connect with, who you side with, who you believe.
Well, after the testimony from the lone defense witness, jurors heard closing arguments. Talk about how the defense and the prosecution summed up their cases for the jury.
The defense started, and it was decidedly much more low-key than this attorney has been. He's been very aggressive in this trial, and there's been some suggestion that he's been too harsh and too sarcastic, and it might backfire. Today he began his closing with an apology. He said he never meant to embarrass this alleged victim nor cause him more pain. And then in a kind of slightly kinder or gentler way, he went on to point out all the reasonable doubt that he says exists in this case, again, suggesting that this accuser made up his story in order to get his $500,000 settlement from the church. Prosecutors, though, came back and tried to shoot down that argument, saying that, you know, money can't be the motive here because the accuser's already got it in the bank, and he would really only go through with this, they argued, if this story was true.
And Tovia, the scene in court today on the last day of the trial?
Much more crowded than it's been. The victim and his family and other alleged victims showed up. The accuser sat most of the time. He held his face in his hands. He was shaking his head sometimes at some of the defense arguments. His wife was holding him and supporting him. Also some supporters of Paul Shanley. They say they're worried that he's going to be found guilty based on evidence other than the evidence in this case. They say the evidence here is very slim. They worry about all the news reports that have been swirling around about him over the past 3 years.
And Tovia, the possible penalties for Paul Shanley if he's convicted?
Life in prison.
Tovia, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Tovia Smith in Cambridge, Massachusetts.